This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Government defends itself against criticism about this year's Cropover Festival. The Barbados Defence Force celebrates its 45th anniversary. A retired Barbadian sprinter calls for plans to ensure Barbados can medal at the next Olympic Games. Livestock in some Haitian communities affected by a contagious disease, and Greek residents flee the north of the country's capital amid raging wildfires. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams, has defended government against criticisms of this year's Cropover Festival. He was speaking at a Christchurch East annual general meeting at the St. Christopher Primary School last night. He highlighted the National Cultural Foundation's decision to postpone Soca 5.0 event, for which they were criticized for the halting of the event due to the expected bad weather. Mr. Abrams stressed that the last-minute decision to stop the event was made to safeguard the lives of the general public.
We had an emergency call. It involved the highest down to everybody else. The Prime Minister asked the direct question. It wasn't just Sabu. It was Sabu. It was the gentleman from CAMH. It was another meteorologist, whatnot, whatnot, right? So it wasn't a one opinion. If this does not veer north, it's 20,000 people on an open field surrounded by metal infrastructure and lightning hits down in the botanical gardens. Can there be injury or loss of life? And all the meteorologist says yes. I want people to get off of Chantal Monroe back. I want people to get off of Carol Roberts back with that. That was a call made above them.
Mr. Abrams responded to those who complained of not feeling the vibe of Cropover and commended the NCF, National Cultural Foundation, on the general success of the new Grand Kadumet route.
We let a couple things and false narratives dominate. If people are looking to find issues, they're going to find issues. They will even find issues with the fact that there were no issues to be found, so something must be wrong that they just don't know. If people want to find something to condemn or complain about, they can find it. At the end of the day, nobody ain't want to go back to no other route. Everybody wants that same route that was decided that we jump on, that people jump on, to be the route again. That was a choice by the NCF, and it was a major hit. The Grand Kadumet itself, the actual jump, was a success. I have never seen that many spectators. They had a record amount of spectators on the road watching the bands, and no incidents.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information and Public Affairs, Wilfred Abrams. Minister of Culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Monroe Knight, has commended the National Cultural Foundation on an investment made into young artists last year that reaped benefits this year. Dr. Monroe Knight highlighted projects by the National Cultural Foundation that showcase the significance of cultural development in Barbados. She also gave remarks at the Christchurch East AGM last night.
Is the investment the National Cultural Foundation has made in primary schools across Barbados to train tutors in costume making so that they then go back into the primary schools so that all of the costumes that you saw for Junior Kadumet were made in schools by those children themselves and supported by the National Cultural Foundation under the Pink Pen Project. For the first time, supported young women to be able to write and produce music. So all of that music that you are seeing out there, children and young women, supported by the National Cultural Foundation as part of what? The Cropover Festival.
That's Minister in the Prime Minister's Office responsible for culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Monroe Knight. The Barbados Defence Force is this year celebrating its 45th anniversary with its customary week of activities. The activities began yesterday with a church service at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Centre under the theme Shaping a Promising Future. Delivering remarks, Chief of Staff Commodore Errington Sherland highlighted the important role of the Barbados Defence Force in society and outlined some of the key principles that should guide them in building for times ahead. He urged members of the BDF to stay committed to the country's development.
The BDF of today and of the immediate future must of necessity focus its resources, capabilities, and human talents in support of the achievements of national vision and strategic objectives, and in support and protection of the national interests of Barbados. Let us, as a force, reaffirm our commitment to these principles. Let us work hand in hand, inspired by our shared vision, to create an even stronger and more capable defense force that reflects the values and aspirations of our nation.
He further emphasized the BDF's role in matters such as national security, noting that there's still work to be done to ensure that both locals and visitors alike feel safe.
The traditional military in Barbados treats the issues of national security. It treats the issues of youth development. And national security means how do we all feel safe? How can we get back to a stage in Barbados where we can leave our doors open at night? How can we in Barbados get back to a stage where we can walk the street without any fear? How can visitors to our shores feel comfortable and feel safe? That is national security. That is part of the construct of national security. There are wars to be fought.
Chief of Staff of the Barbados Defence Force, Commodore Errington Shirland. Retired Barbadian sprinter and former Olympian Siebert Strawn wants sporting officials to devise a plan to ensure that the island's athletes can medal at the 2028 Olympic Games. He was speaking on VOB's Brass Tack Sunday program, where he congratulated the four-member team that represented Barbados at the Paris Games, which concluded yesterday. Mr. Strawn believes a change of mindset is needed if Barbados is to produce more world-class performers.
We just need to change how we are really taking in terms of wanting to produce world-class athletes, because they got to be the solution for it to happen. And I mean, really look at it. We just had four athletes at this Olympics this year, and I really would like us to see bigger numbers. But it's all right to have bigger numbers, but we want quality athletes also, that we must get them ready in terms of when they go to the Olympic Games, that they're able to compete at a high level. It must be a collective by all the stakeholders to put our heads together to make it happen for Barbados, because I don't want to be hearing every Olympic Games that we back in Jamaica. Nothing wrong with that. The other Caribbean islands. But I want to celebrate Barbados' success even more at the Olympic Games.
He believes the mixed relays is an area that the country should consider for the next Olympic Games.
One event I think that we need to really seriously think about is the mixed relay, where it's two males and two females. We have a Shadé there, she can be 4 years old. If we can develop a mixed relay, I think that is an event that we probably can do well in. We got Jonathan Jones. He have not had his best, I would say the best 2 years, but I mean, sometimes athletes go through those kind of issues. You got Griffith in the hurdles. I mean, they're names that we need to seriously look at. The mixed relay is going far for Barbados. So we must have a serious, serious plan for the next 4 years. We cannot wait to 2027. And then we want to be hoping and praying that we get somebody in the finals and we get somebody to win the medal. It doesn't work that.
Retired Barbadian sprinter and former Olympian Siebert Strawn. Agricultural officials in Haiti have warned farmers and the general population that cases of anthrax have been discovered in several communities in the south and southeast of the country. In a statement yesterday, the ministry said anthrax is a highly contagious disease, and when an animal has a disease, it usually dies quickly. The ministry also said that people can contract anthrax, which can present in many forms such as respiratory problems and gastrointestinal issues. Based on this, Haitian officials have asked everyone to be very careful with animals that show symptoms of anthrax. The ministry has also asked the population to follow all advice from veterinary officers in their community to prevent the disease from spreading throughout the national territory. And finally, in Greece, thousands of residents have been evacuated from their homes as large wildfires continue to rage across Athens, with flames leaping as high as 80 feet. The historic site of Marathon is among the areas where residents are being moved to safety by emergency services. According to the fire brigade there, houses and properties in the nearby town of Venuvis were burning. Firefighters have also evacuated people trapped by flames in a convoy of 20 to 25 vehicles that have been trying to escape the area. 40 fires have broken out in Greece since Saturday afternoon, with firefighters still battling seven. Recapping the headlines. Government defends itself against criticisms about this year's Crop Over Festival. Barbados Defence Force celebrates its 45th anniversary. A retired Barbadian sprinter calls for a plan to ensure Barbados can medal at the next Olympic Games. and Greek residents flee the north of the country's capital amidst raging wildfires. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.